Hi, welcome to Sonic Serial. I am Jesse.
And I am Mark. And in this podcast, we take a deep dive into some of our favorite artists, track by track.
And today we're focusing on Window Licker EP by Aphex Twin.
And that includes the songs Window Licker.
A formula or equation.
And Nano. All right, let's start with intro on Aphex Twin.
Well, he's considered the Dark Prince of Twisted Synthesizer music, described as everything from IDM, which is intelligent dance music, to brain dance, and is still broadly considered one of the most important, cryptic, and mischievous producers who's still at it today.
I think so.
Yeah.
So he was born in Ireland and grew up in Cornwall in the UK and had a stillborn older brother, which is why he calls himself Aphex Twin.
He got his first synthesizer at the age of 12 and started making music at the age of 14. And he also made his own keyboards because he wasn't happy with the presets.
That's cool.
I can relate.
Not being happy with the presets.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta do it yourself.
Is that what you do there, sitting on the couch and it sounds like a woodpecker on a tree?
Yes.
Okay. he actually despised the term intelligent dance music. He thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
And then in the late 80s, he started DJing at raves and included some of his own music into his sets.
Yeah. And then Mark Darby, the owner of Mighty Force Records, he heard one of his tapes and he told Aphex Twin that he should release a record with the label, to which he agreed to after doing acid. So he was literally on acid as he was signing the contract.
Respect.
Yeah. His first release was Analog Bubble Bath in 1991. And by 1999, he released 6 albums.
All right, let's start with track 1. No, I won't. Window Licker. We have a new thing we're doing now. We call it Sum It Up in One Sentence.
Oh, shade. This is an electronic song with glamorous hip-hop and pop influences with sexual undertones.
And that was summing it up in one sentence.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with some background. Aphex Twin's Window Licker is considered one of the most influential electronic singles of the 1990s. And a lot of its power comes from the high concept music video treatment from Chris Cunningham, with which the song is now like interrelated. You can't think of one
without the other. Some might say inextricable.
Some might. You just did.
Well, according to Edward Spiegel of UNI Software, which is based in San Francisco, by the way, and most of this song was made using a metasynth, which was also used for the speed bullet effect in The Matrix.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's how he could do the spiral design.
Yeah! That's how he was able to make that spiral design appear when it was shown on the spectrogram. But, you know, what about production?
The song starts in the video. The song starts at exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh. Yeah, and this song begins with some deep male groaning.
And then, can you give us some of that? Which then leads to a glitchy electronic breakbeat with some subliminal moaning and scratching.
And the main part of the song consists of Process vocals chanting.
And about halfway through the song, there's a recording of his French girlfriend saying,
"J'aime faire des croquettes aux chiens."
That was good. What does that mean?
I like to make dog food.
At the last minute, the song's kind of chill pop vibe fades and tones down, and it turns into this kind of dark, distorted, intense sound before kind of ending with these high-pitched, dissonant notes.
Yeah, it really shows his complete understanding of tension and release. Just when you think you got the song figured out, he throws another curveball at you.
Do one of your coworkers write that?
Well, I certainly didn't.
Let's hear it again, because I need it. I need to hear it again to fully understand it.
Hear what?
What you just said.
It shows his complete understanding of tension and release. And just when you think you got the end figured out, he throws another curveball at you. Okay. Anyway, this sounds similar to his track
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bibidi Encored. Baby Die High Encored.
Which is off his Drux album.
Yeah.
When else did we talk about Drux?
Marie Antoinette.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What about the EP artwork?
Ding dong. Well, the artwork and the music video follow a motif found in much of his work, in which his own face replaces other people's. And this was achieved with masks and makeup rather than digital graphics. Chris Cunningham created the artwork and directed the video.
And he said that he did the video like that because in techno you weren't supposed to be recognized, and people would put, like, you know, an image of like a computer processor or something on, yeah, on the album to be all
mystique,
like a circuit board or whatever. And he decided that he was going to do the opposite of that and put his face on the sleeve.
Cool. Respect. Well, song meaning. the term window licker, which has been used in the past as a derogatory name for someone with a mental disability. And it could also reference the French term for window shopping, a phrase used to denote the action of picking up passing women. Faire de l'échevitrine, which translates as licking the window.
Most people think it's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a user, No Legacy, on Reddit, on the Aphex Twin Reddit, said, "Consider the window as a metaphorical boundary that separates the individual from the external world. In the act of licking or perverse transgression occurs, a crossing of the symbolic barrier that signifies the alienation and discontent embedded within the societal fabric. Licking windows, thus, becomes a performative act that disrupts the normalcy of everyday life."
Thank you. Good night. Speaking of the music video, it was, did I already say it was directed by Chris Cunningham?
You did.
Well, they used the word fuck 44 times. I'm not going to say that. Oh, man.
And how many times did they use the N-word?
54 times.
That's a lot. Yeah. And that's just in the intro.
Yeah, it's basically a Quentin Tarantino movie. Yeah.
So the full music video is 10 minutes long and has this aforementioned 4-minute opening segment in which two men try in vain to pick up a pair of women. Women, said loosely. before Richard James, or AFX Twin, arrives in a 38-window stretch limo and starts dancing.
That's a really big limo.
And is it really him that's dancing?
No. It's, in fact, everyone in the video is wearing a mask made to look like his face. Similar to the previous music video he made with Chris Cunningham, which was Come to Daddy, where the children are wearing all his face.
And if you took a university course on this song, they would say that the whole video is a parody of contemporary American gangsta hip-hop music videos with cliches like half-naked women, dancing, luxury, and sunshine.
Wow. Okay. Well, Cunningham was inspired to make the video after seeing Aphex Twin perform on MTV's Party Zone with a bunch of rapper types and bikini-clad women. What do you think of the ending?
It's nice. No, it's scary as the lighting gets darker and the scary mask appears.
I think some of the sunlight in this video is artificial.
Yes.
Oh. And he uses a lot of lens flares. That's like his signature.
He does. And well, yeah, artificial. That's how they said they were able to capture the... It said that when they used those lens flares, they weren't something that was used in video on purpose. People try to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
So he's kind of an originator.
Or maybe I'm just programmed like that now.
So the video was shot in a bunch of different locations in LA, including the East First Street Bridge and Santa Monica Beach.
Yes, have you been?
Yes. I mean, I've gone over the bridge, I guess, which is being... Although I think that First Street Bridge used to show concerts underneath it.
Cool.
Which was cool.
Well, the dancing and was choreographed by Vincent Patterson, who's worked with Michael Jackson and Madonna and on films like Dancer in the Dark and Birdcage.
And if you watch the dancing, it feels really like it could be now. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's he predicted TikTok 24 years before it happened.
For sure. Yeah. And that limo entrance is still one of the best music video moments ever. It's just the great combo of comedy, creepiness, and sexiness.
Is that another boy band?
Well, let's move on to live performances.
How many times have they performed this live?
He's performed this about 11 times from 2002 to 2011. Hmm. So I guess on average, like once a year.
Yeah. And I almost went to go see him in Barcelona in 2010, but I didn't. But they played this song, and it's a really good rendition of it, which I missed.
Why weren't you able to see him?
Because I had to spend time with my family. There was like a big family dinner, and by the time I found out that there was tickets, I couldn't. I would have been like, and I flew all the way out there for.
Is that why you resent them now?
What about remixes?
Well, FX Twin has a version of this song called Acid Edit from his 26 Mixes for Cash album. And he also made other versions called Wind Ducky Quacker, and It's a Rich James World.
And Tremolo also did a remix under the alias Run Jeremy.
That's cool.
Yeah. For me, there's something called the Running Man Remix, which you can find on SoundCloud. And I like it because it keeps the original vibe, but it kind of feels very early 2000s. Like, yeah. It's like a decade later.
For sure. Well, how, if you're wondering about covers, Dutch multi-instrumentalist Bink Beats covered the track as part of the Boiler Room's Beats Unraveled series in 2014.
Boiler Room makes the best live recordings.
Yeah.
And then AJ Cook also covered this song.
And then beatboxer and comedian Beardy Man covered the track using just his voice and looping samplers at his 2009 performance in Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Sounds like you're mad at it. Okay, a little trivia on Window Liquor.
Thomas Bangalter said this song had an influence on Daft Punk's album Discovery.
And H.R. Geiger made a couple of sketches inspired by the video called The Window Liquor.
And it was in the 2006 film Grandma's Boy.
And in the 2018 film Climax.
It was scary.
And this song was in the Grand Theft Auto game, Grand Theft Auto 5. Which is fitting. Why is it fitting?
Because it just has a very GTA
feel. LA,
yeah.
In 2000, the track was nominated for the Brit Award for Best British Video, but lost to Robbie Williams' ice skating themed video for She's the One.
Did you see that?
I didn't know who Robbie Williams is, but I haven't seen that video.
Me neither.
Great segue into personal experience.
Well, I recently gifted my brother the umbrella from the music video.
Do you like it?
Yeah, he liked it.
I remember. Yeah, when this came out, it was 1999, and like Y2K was right around the corner, and it felt like everything was going to change. And I remember hearing this song being like, I hope this is what the future sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, like more electronic and more. Yeah.
Did it happen?
Yeah, but also a lot of that shit happened.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube comments. Peter Cohen 3966 said, in 1999, this was challenging music to listen to, so much of it has been absorbed into the mainstream. Now it seems really fresh.
I agree. I think that back then when this came out, it was like, people were like, what am I listening to? Like, this doesn't sound like anything I've listened to, so of course it's uncomfortable. And now it just is like ingrained in fucking Ozempic commercials.
Yeah.
Marquise Flabrant says, this song makes me want to dance so much, but there's nothing to actually dance to.
I'm sorry, I thought it said Marquise Flabrant.
Oh, it is Marquise of Labyrinth.
No. All right. I think we can move on to the next track now.
Which is track two. Or Formula. Exactly.
This is a glitchy beat heavy song with Aphex Twin's signature schizophrenic beats that could be a precursor to his album Drux.
And what about background?
Well, I have nothing.
Okay. Can you talk about production?
I can tell you about that. So the fast beats, glitchy sounds. Oh, it sounds like an old man getting out of bed. This song lacks melody.
And then when the song is played through a spectrogram, you can see an image of Aphex Twin's face appear at the very end. I was going to say that this reminds me of Sophie, who you actually introduced me to. And I know Sophie was around after this, but I feel like she was inspired by him.
Yeah.
They were inspired by him.
For sure.
And then actually just today we saw Arca dancing to
Window Licker.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Period. That's on purr, bitches. Get your fucking energy up.
On TikTok. Well, we didn't see it on TikTok. It's not on YouTube.
Yeah, with all her bags.
Oh, yeah, show me the bags, Palma. Mother.
Well, as far as song meaning goes, perhaps someone that really likes math equations can tell us what that formula actually is.
Yes, I'm glad you asked. The formula is a partial derivative of the sums of components of a fourth transform. And this makes sense because f is a function, and unless we know how the function is defined, we can't derive any meaning from the equation. Why don't you tell us about what Fourier transforms are?
Fourier transforms? I don't know. Well, the Fourier transform, sometimes known as FT, is a mathematical model that transforms signals between different domains. It's named after the French mathematician Joseph Fourier.
Singicles.
Whatever.
All right, what about the lyrics for the song?
Wow.
Sorry, are you taking a sip?
It's okay. According to the internet, the lyrics are arg oe. Arg oe. Fuck. Bounce.
Arr. So, poetry.
Yeah, that was a live performance from us, but a live performance from Aphex Twin. This song was performed
only once in 2009 in beautiful
Krakow, Poland.
Yes. And what about remixes or covers? Did you find any other ones?
No, I could not find any.
Well, that is a glorious ending to the song. Let's move on to track 3, Nanu. Why don't you give us an overview?
This song is made up of skittering music box sounds.
And how about some background?
It was dedicated to his girlfriend at the time. This is the same girl who talks in the Window Licker song.
And how about production?
Well, it's just a fast-paced music box sounds and squeaky micro beats, and I feel like it would be quite fitting on Björk's album Vespertine.
And what do you say just?
Where?
You're like, oh, it's just a fast-paced music box sounding squeaky.
I don't know.
Do you agree that it would be fitting on that album, on Vespertine?
Yeah. I just said that.
Well, you didn't say it. Whoever wrote this said it. I was just wondering if you agreed with it.
Yeah.
I feel like the percussion sounds feel really, like, real.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone's actually playing them, but it feels like it sounds too perfect to not be programmed.
Yeah.
So, and that I could imagine him having that when everything's electronic.
Yeah. And I think this song speaks to maybe it's his greatest musical skill, like breathing life into his music. Even though we know it's programmed, it just feels so natural and organic.
I don't know what you're selling, but I'll take one. What about song meaning?
Oh, well, this was the name of his girlfriend at the time.
I was just seeing if you were on your toes.
Yeah.
Is there a music video for this song?
Well, I don't know if it's official, but it's out there.
So they're dating, but not Instagram.
There was a video made by Laurent Briette, I think, and it contains close-ups of a music box clown and moths circling a light bulb and a little boy inside a closet. What's so funny?
When I was looking at it, I thought it said, and a little boy inside a cocktail.
That's all you want right now.
A little boy inside a cocktail?
You're sick. Give me a little boy inside a cocktail.
What is that character's name?
I don't know. Well, are there any live performances of this song?
They have never performed this live. What about remixes and covers?
There is a cover of this performed by the University of North Florida Percussion Ensemble, and it was arranged for percussion ensemble by Andrea Vanette.
Take a listen. That's nice.
I don't know. What do you think?
It's giving me touchy circus clown vibes.
Cool.
No, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then there's a cover by Ensemble Zero called the Nanu Nanu 2.
That's cool.
That's good. Yeah. It kind of still sounds whimsical, but they do a good job of spicing it up.
Yeah.
What about samples?
Well, this song was sampled in Nier's Theme A by Hideki Taniyachi, and the song Ashes to Ashes by Chigazi.
The first one, the Hideki Taniyachi. It says it's part of a soundtrack library. What does that mean? Like it was in a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was released in 2007, by the way.
Oof.
Ashes to Ashes, Sagazi, released in 2016.
And then the Penis Land Mega Mashup by none other than Penis Land from 2021.
Trivia.
Tell us about trivia before you take that sip.
This song was in the 2002 film Morven Collar and Mike Mills' short film from 2000 called Architecture of Reassurance.
But maybe it's not really happy. Maybe it's not perfect here either. I don't think you're being very realistic.
Do you remember the show Mork and Mindy?
Yeah.
Where Mork would sing Nanu Nanu.
Yeah.
When he would say hi to people. I wonder if there was like some... Maybe his girlfriend was named after that.
Maybe.
There was some connection there.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's Nanu Nanu.
To you.
To you. Because that was supposed to be like, what's the Hawaiian one that's like?
Aloha.
Aloha. That's both.
Oh, aloha, yeah.
And goodbye.
Like ciao.
Yeah, like ciao.
Yeah.
Why are you so antsy? Anyway, this is the end of this EP.
Yeah.
Which is a new thing that we're trying.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you soon.
Good night.
That sounded more like a fart than a kiss.